I'll share a little story about a teacher who was brand new to learning about UDL and wanted to apply it to their classroom. So this was a high school teacher who had assigned her English class reading the play Macbeth. And she was noticing that a lot of the students were not doing the reading that she assigned each day. And so she thought about UDL and she said, I have these guidelines and I'm going to think about where the barrier might be. And she had given everybody a paper copy of the play Macbeth. And she thought maybe it's related to multiple means of representation. I'm only giving students this one representation of the content, this paper copy of Macbeth, and I'm expecting everybody to be able to perceive it, make meaning of the language, and comprehend this play. So she spent a lot of time to find lots of versions of Macbeth, summary versions, versions with hyperlinked definitions, audio versions, digital versions. And in fact, some of the students were now doing the reading because now there were multiple representations and students could make a decision about which representation of the content they wanted to use. But she still was realizing that lots of students were not doing the reading. And so she returned to the guidelines and she thought, maybe I need to think a little bit about engagement. And so she asked some of the students that weren't doing the reading, what's happening? What's getting in the way? And the students told her, we don't know why we're reading this. We have no idea about what the point is. What's the goal here? Why does this play Macbeth matter at all? And so the teacher returned to those guidelines and thought, wow, I need to think about options for learners to become interested in this and provide options is a suggestion that the UDL framework makes. One of the guidelines, provide options for recruiting interest. And so that teacher had used the guidelines as a framework, as a lens for thinking about and finding those barriers. She had used the guidelines to design some options. So the guidelines really are this tool for us to use as we iterate on design over time, and they can be used really fluidly by teachers. And it's really still teachers who are making decisions about learning designs, but the guidelines help those decisions be a little bit more informed about what we know about human variability in learning.